At the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm visiting with Ted Gradenas. And Ted, you are from California, I believe, and are, is it chairing the Joint Evaluation Advisory Committee?
Yes, I am the chair of the Joint Evaluation Advisory Committee.
Well, you guys just got done here, one of the kind of early committee meetings in the process of meetings that are taking place here today. Tell me a little bit about, first of all, the mission of this committee, and then we'll get into some of what you discussed this year.
Yeah, the mission of the Joint Evaluation Advisory Committee is to evaluate the programs that are funded by the Beef Checkoff. This committee reports directly to the operating committee, and they use us as a tool to evaluate programs to see how they want to make their funding decisions.
Now, does this get into analyzing future or past or projects and work or all of the above?
You know, it's all of the above, but we're primarily evaluating programs that are ongoing currently. So the goal of the committee is to evaluate on somewhat of a rotation externally all of the programs over time, and then programs also get evaluated internally. But the external evaluations are the primary focus of looking at the programs.
And there may be some producers who don't understand the joint committee aspect of this. This is not only Beef Board members, but also from some of the other organizations like Federation of State Beef.
Yes, this committee currently has Beef Board members on it, Federation members on it, and also policy members on it at this time.
So, tell me here at this convention, what was some of the focus? Maybe some interesting tidbits you might want to share about what you guys discussed.
Yeah, one of the big focuses and main focuses of this committee here was the life cycle assessment program that is ongoing and kind of at the beginning and developing stages still. This is going to be a very large project, possibly one of the largest life cycle assessment ever done in any industry, not just the beef industry. So it's going to take a lot of capital, and it's going to show us basically from birth to the grave of a animal and through the slaughter process and marketing and everything. So looking at a thorough, complete life cycle assessment.
And that there has been some information already come out from this process, but like you said, ongoing, so that we've got comparative data as we go forward and stuff.
Yep, that's correct. And to make sure that the program itself is running at the right pace and is being properly funded as it moves along.
Anything else that you thought of particular interest maybe this year?
You know, something of real interest is the book that we put together, and it's not always the most exciting reading, but the evaluation process and the recording and showing of the data of how evaluation is working. We've put a new system in place that started approximately 2 years ago and is currently getting developed, and it's really going to give us exciting data in the next few years for sure that we can look back at and really look at programs and see how they're progressing and making sure that the investment from the checkoff that's going into them is justified and providing beef producers that pay into the checkoff good value.
So you didn't know you were going to become a book publisher at the same time when you got into this, right?
Well, it's a published by the committee, but yes, it is a lot of data there.
But I think this is a good example, and I'm glad you brought it up, that everything that the checkoff does is so highly analyzed to make sure that it complies with law, that it is basically being spent wisely, and it's all very much in the open, transparent public information.
Yes, and all of this data will be available on the website shortly, and transparency is something that we as checkoff members want to have out there all the time, and we want producers to know that their checkoff that they're paying is providing them good results and net return.
Well, I really appreciate you coming up here and meeting with me. We're in the media room, which might explain why it's a little noisy in the background here. These media folks tend to talk a lot. Maybe that's why they're in media. But again, just to learn a little bit about the activities of this year of the Joint Evaluation Advisory Committee, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.